I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero, or a pigeon, or a superhero named Pidgewoman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No,
because their whole year has been sort of injury riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injury Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy, Lil D.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. The Chicago Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. At Bears headquarters today, sightseeing tight end Zach Miller, who has undergone 8 surgeries in his left leg, the latest of which nearly required amputation.
Just felt good to be back. A lot of people I still haven't seen that I need to see, but a lot of hugs to go around. Just feels good to be here.
Yeah, back to that scary word, amputation. Miller said, quote, "We were a couple of minutes away from having that be real." The Bears are at Detroit on Saturday, 3:30 game, the 4-9 Chicago Bears. The Bulls host Boston tonight, and Boston's Al Horford, questionable because of a knee bruise. The Celtics have won 7 of 9 overall. The Blackhawks host Florida tomorrow. Monday Night Football, New England at Miami tonight. The Patriots 10-2. This scoreboard update is being brought to you by Peloton. This holiday gift, give the gift that will make them Give it all. Live studio cycling with Peloton. Visit the showroom at Oak Brook Center today and experience Peloton for yourself, or go to onepeloton.com. Searching for a solution to cracks in your brickwork? Visit uswaterproofing.com to learn more about foundation settling. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Buick GMC on Grand Avenue.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
We need to get over the hump. We've lost a lot of close games, and I think a lot of our younger guys are developing, but they need to feel the confidence that comes with winning. And that can only be accomplished by finding ways to win these close games. There's a lot of younger guys that are playing and getting better from these experiences. And I think you can point to teams that have sustainable winning right now. And I think if you look back on their drafts, there were years of draft classes stacked together. And it's really not just drafting the talent, but it's also playing them and then seeing them grow. And I think if you do that, eventually your roster is strong and sustainable if you stay that course.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Sustaining the course, whatever that means, this late in the season where we as Bears fans are trying to figure out how you feel about yesterday's win. I know how I feel about it. Dan knows how he feels about it. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Some of the good that you can take away is Mitchell Trubisky played his best game. Jordan Howard, if you give him the football and give him a lane, and not, they continued with some of the stretch runs, but this was get up the field Jordan Howard yesterday, and I enjoyed that part of the game. And the defense kind of got back to where you thought it should be, against a team that I thought was sitting ducks in the Cincinnati Bengals.
It is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on The Score. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. A little bit of breaking news here from Adrian Wojnarowski. He said, LiAngelo and LaMelo Ball are in serious discussions to sign professional basketball deals with Lithuanian club Prienų Vytautas.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Club plans to decide in the next 24 to 48 hours whether to finalize an agreement with the two American teenagers. So that's, as we discussed, you weren't going to be talking about a prime team in a top national league. You're not talking about Greece or Turkey or France or Italy or Spain or China or one of these other leagues that takes its own basketball extremely seriously, that it would be a B or C level team that might just do this as a short term bump if owners feel that it can get them a little bit of publicity and maybe a little short term gain. So we will see if indeed the Elder Ball decides that it's worth cashiering worth cashiering their amateur standing for this forever. Her 16-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Her 16-year-old to say, that's it, you're never playing college ball.
Read about Brandon Jennings' experience after he chose not to go to Arizona or wherever he had declared or committed to go. It was not what he thought it was going to be. And Brandon Jennings, I think, is a thoughtful dude in his year, throughout his years in the NBA. And, you know, he was the guy, he was the test case. And you didn't see a whole bunch of guys do it after him. I wish both of those kids the best, because in the end, they're still, you know, they're still a 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. But I think this is a terrible move.
Who are the other current NBA examples? I want to say Emmanuel Mudiay played in China, and Dante Exum played professionally.
But Mudiay, I believe there were sanctions that were getting ready to come down on SMU, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. That was
he went because he had to.
Well, but I'm just
Jennings didn't want to go through the college process.
Regardless of the reason, if we just, I mean, you're right. There's obviously extenuating circumstances there, but I want to say Dante Exum played for one of the Australian teams, correct? Because he was
on the Olympic team. He was on. Okay. He was a kid, I believe, that was practicing with their Olympic team.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't
play
for like the Canberra Cannons or something.
No. I think he was a guy that they always envisioned not having to do the collegiate thing. You know, some guys will come over here for the year after being found in the Olympics or understanding that player is practicing. Look at Carl Anthony Towns. John Calipari, I believe, coached the Dominican team.
Yes.
And was like, oh, there is a 16-year-old that is practicing with us that is going to be one of the best players in the NBA. Would you like to come to Kentucky, son? And that's exactly what happened.
The odds now to win Super Bowl 52, according to Bovada.lv, if I told you before the injury to Carson Wentz that the Philadelphia Eagles were a 6-1 favorite, what would you say they are now? Their current odds.
You know I suck with this.
I know.
12-1.
9-1. It didn't drop as much as I thought.
Oh, just wait.
As of right now, the Patriots have improved to 9-4. They were 12-5. They're now 9-4. The Steelers have gone from 9-2 to 4-1. The Vikings went from 17-2 to 8-1. And the Philadelphia Eagles have dropped from 6-1 to 9-1. So that is noticeable there. That's less than I thought.
Well, Nick Foles has had some experience, and he sucked with Jeff Fisher. He sucked under Jeff Fisher.
Do you remember that game against the Bears?
Well, so did
Was that one of the worst quarterbacking performances you've ever seen?
So did Case Keenum, though.
Yeah, Jeff Fisher can make you bad, can he?
Right. So I think certain people are, and they've got three former quarterbacks around that whole thing with Doug Peterson and his offensive coordinator and his quarterback coach. So I think that people think that the 27 touchdowns and two interceptions, Nick Foles, isn't going to happen. That was Chip Kelly introducing something to the NFL. And the NFL was like, all right, give us 10 games. We'll be right back. We'll figure this thing out.
We're on this.
Right. Give us 10 games. You can run 80 plays all you want and kill your defensive players. We'll figure this thing out. You'll be done. But in that time, where LeSean McCoy was doing the read option stuff and they were doing the jet sweeps and having three players going separate every which way and a lot of the futuristic stuff that people thought Chip Kelly was bringing to the table, Nick Foles was eating off of that. He and Ryan Tannehill, when I got a chance to interview them at the Super Bowl in Phoenix, I was amazed by how frail both of them were. And Nick Foles
Look
is 230.
Jared Goff.
Well, Nick Foles is 230, though.
Jared Goff is slight.
How small, like how narrow their shoulders were. I'm like, that's an NFL. Ryan Tannehill, I was like, wow, that guy, there's no way in hell that guy will take an NFL pounding. And he did for a few years until he got hurt. But Nick Foles, I was surprised because Nick Foles is listed at like 230, 220. No. Tall man, you know, long neck, you know, from the Mike Glennon category. But he's not the 27-2 guy, and I don't think he's the bum that we saw under Jeff Fisher. He's somewhere in between.
While we're doing the odds thing, on November 2nd, the New York Yankees were 11-1 to win the 2018 World Series. What do you think their current odds are?
The Yankees. Oh, the Yankees. What were they?
They were 11-1.
11-1. I'll go 5-1.
They're 5-1. Nicely done. They are your favorite. The Yankees have jumped the pack. They are now your current favorite at 5-1. Astros and Dodgers at 6-1. The Indians at 15-2. Red Sox and Nationals at 10-1. The Cubs actually dropped. The Cubs went from 11-1 to 12-1, despite their current acquisitions and what appears to be an inevitable dance of some kind with Alex Cobb. I will be very, very surprised.
They got the guy you were talking
Brandon
about.
Brandon Morrow.
Yeah, you got your guy.
Brandon Morrow was they said that was going to be
Give
the
it up
target.
For Dan Sorks, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, garbage can finds a steak every once in a while.
Also very
I'm predicting games. Dan Source is coming through with the Brandon Morrow news 3 weeks early.
Also type 1 diabetic, too. So very.
Should I give it up for his diabetes? Is that what you're asking
well,
for?
Well, no. As the father of a type 1 diabetic, right. I always like to see the examples of people who can succeed in various aspects of life. So
give it up
for
people who are living with diabetes.
You know, I was talking about that the end of the Jacksonville-Seattle game, and we were talking about that, and I mentioned that Monday night football game with the Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is some great work here. Debjit says, I was a Broncos fan when I watched football. It was a 1998 Monday night football game at KC. The Broncos, without John Elway, blew out the Chiefs 30-3. All the penalties occurred on one drive. Derek Thomas got three personal fouls out of five unsportsmanlike conducts on the one drive. Wayne Simmons got one. Chester McLaughlin got the other.
Oh, Chester McLaughlin.
All excellent players. Shannon Sharp had Derek Thomas's girlfriend's phone number and was reciting it back to him one digit at a time on each snap.
Skip. six, seven, eight.
Skip.
Four, three,
nine. Two. Now, skip. This basically ended Marty Schottenheimer's tenure in KC. I've never seen anything like it.
I'll be on the mound.
And the yak.
And the yak.
By the way, Wayne Simmons was a heck of a linebacker. So difficult on tight ends. A large reason the Packers defense could handle the Niners at that time because he covered Brent Jones. Yeah, I know. That's why Herman Moore said it. That guy was tough on him.
Wow, that's Kevin Garnett level schadenfreude. Where you start to do that kind of... Dude, that's dirty.
I'd be on the miles of hen dog and now y'all got problems with me.
Shannon, that's dirty. That's his former or his current girlfriend at the time?
I don't know, but when you're doing it one, it's like, you know, John Randall supposedly, John Randall, the defensive tackle was from the Vikings, was famous for combing through media guides to get the names of everybody's family members. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of the scene in the movie The Town when they're outside the money counting room in Fenway Park and he's talking and it's like, Steve Carlson, wife Gloria, you live at 222 West Oak Street. I hope your family's okay. And nothing happens to your kids. That kind of where they had the book. And John Randall used to do that stuff.
Yeah,
and he used to know like the volunteer work that everybody did, and he would it just like, dude, is crazy.
So when we talk mind games, and I know as a professional, you gotta play above certain things, but there's certain buttons you just. You shouldn't push.
Well, that's what people are saying happened in Jacksonville.
Yes.
That there was, when you were going up to the crowd, I heard, there were reports that the N-word was used.
Jerron Reed,
let's call it what it is.
The defensive tackle for the Seattle Seahawks said that, you know, there's a couple of guys who were screaming the N-word, and Quentin Jefferson, after the first beer was thrown and he started to walk away again, and then the Gatorade was thrown. But yeah, there's certain things that if an opponent does it, that people ask you to play above. Like, remember Kevin Garnett again, Charlie Villanueva with the, you know, you look like a cancer patient.
Because he has alopecia universalis.
Yeah, yeah. So he doesn't have any eyebrows, he doesn't have any hair on his body. And Charlie had, you know, Charlie's dealt with that on playgrounds since he was probably 10, 11 years old.
And then there's the whole Honey Nut Cheerios incident
That's what I'm saying. If a guy's what's drawing the line where a guy, he's trying to get in your head, is like, I think he deserves a pumpkin head. Like I think at some point, maybe not you, maybe not me, but at some point someone should,
in the passive voice here,
should set the record straight here. You know, like, everybody's not playing by those rules. You mess around and get an IKN and Polly, you know? Just saying.
I missed this tweet yesterday, and thanks to Scott for sending this in from PFT Comments. It said, the NFL concussion protocol, it says would of instead of would have, but it says would have cleared JFK to re-enter the parade.
By PFT That's commenter? Cute. Is that who it was by? That's isn't that one of the Barstool dudes, I think? That's a dude who's grown famous by being like a deadpan, sarcastic dude.
It's a bit, and
people think he's like dead-ass serious all the time.
Because obviously saying would of instead of would have.
Like, he's a guy who, like...
So it's like Gas Money Bob.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Exactly what it's like.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, I'm aware of him because of Big Cat. Because they had that show, like you mentioned, part of my take. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm stupid
football. He does the football
guy
thing, exactly.
He started by just, like, commenting on Pro Football Talk's website, and they're like, "Who's this idiot?" Then Twitter came around.
Picked up.
And they're like, "Who's this idiot?"
And he's doing
and
a
he's
thing.
He's fun.
Made a career out of being a smart ass.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever you got to do.
Hey,
pay the bills. That's cool. This segment brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips only at Taco Bell. You know, we're going to be out on Friday again.
Yes, we are.
We're back at a place where I guess it was immensely popular. People loved it. They had a terrific time when we had the pregame and postgame shows at Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill in Addison, 1480 West Lake Street in Addison. So it's going to be Spiegel and Parkins and the Bernstein and Goff show.
The holiday show. The whole crew is out there.
On the road on Friday. We've got prizes we're going to give away all day as part of this holiday broadcast. So get in the holiday spirit. It's brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooh.
Quite a combo.
Get yourself some motor oil and some panties.
I don't know that we're going to be giving away specific.
Oh, that's not part of it. It's not like the who needs to, where you're just giving things out.
It's a fascinating idea.
I can't get
idea.
You a can of WD-40 and some, you know, and some nipple clips.
And a happy holiday.
No doubts. Kidding me?
I do like it. Opens up a world of possibility to get a new air filter and
something else.
Something to plug up an orifice for you.
He was trying as hard as he's doing the motion, Danny. He's doing the. This man has 75,000 words in his vocabulary, and he's searching for something that would, you know, be analogous to a rubber fist.
I just those two words are so much fun to say.
What?
Together.
Orifice?
No, the two words I was avoiding for that particular product.
A certain plug.
Because it's
yes.
Yes. It's like somebody walks in, like, you're just looking at a grocery list. It's like avocados, yogurt, provolone cheese, and a plug, right? All right, I got to pick it up.
Well, come on out to the remote. You never know what you might have out there. You know what I mean?
You never know what you're going
to
get.
Right, some people like to take photos with us. Other people might, you know, want that kind of placement. So come on out to Addison.
Both.
Yes. A photo of, actually, that placement.
It's the holiday season. I'm open to anything.
He's Dan Bernstein,
Hello.
So to speak.
Hello.
I'm Jason Goff. Bears Victory Monday. Enjoy this. Bathe in it. Talk about it with us, kind of. I do want to ask you a question. We've focused on what the offense will or won't be when the new coaching staff comes in. I want to talk to you about the defense, because you've drafted for a specific defense, and what if your new coach wants to run something else? So I want to talk to you about that when we come back right here on 670 The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And I tell you what, number six, he was cool in the pocket for four quarters. He wasn't rattled. He didn't show panic. You know, when he was in a huddle, Doug, he had total command. He didn't show fear.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street in Chicago.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Being that I'm in Southern California, I have got to hype the LA Chargers. Look, I don't care where they play their games. Qualcomm, a soccer stadium, middle school. This team is on one right now. Just ask the Redskins, who flew across the country just to get punched in the face 30-13. Four straight for the Chargers, seven of their last nine. They're tied with the Chiefs atop the AFC West, and they've got a huge showdown with the Chiefs coming up on Saturday night in Arrowhead. This is a team that we all left for dead nearly 2 months ago on the side of the 405 here in SoCal with a sign hanging around their neck that said, please take back to San Diego. If you can haul it, you can have it. Honestly, I don't care how it ends, but it says here that it's going to end well. I know you're supposed to be exactly what your record says you are, but the Chargers are much better than 7-6, and they were never as bad as 0-4. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
That's right, DJ Khaled. How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 by giving 0% financing for 60 months plus special incentives on all their most popular models? Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualify customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16, valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With Simply Safe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplysafe.com/best.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man With a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man With a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, this might be a good week to let that special someone know how you're feeling. Scorpio, it's time to make up your mind about that big decision that's been bothering you for weeks. Sagittarius, everyone will look to you for guidance, so be informed and be prepared. Capricorn, find a way to be cooperative. Let someone else take the lead. Aquarius, this is the week to significantly shorten that long to-do list. And Pisces, look outside of your normal resources. Something that seems odd may be fun. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
From a reputable attorney, send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Limited time offer. Friday night from 6 to 9, join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes along with special guest Terry Bors at Stanley's Restaurant and Ale House in South Elgin for a special live broadcast. See Lawrence do the show live and buy a copy of Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime. Then get it signed by Terry himself. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. A Score of a Lifetime, available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We got some football stuff we want to get into. Just a little bit of news here. We were talking about this developing story from Adrian Wojnarowski about LiAngelo and LaMelo Ball in discussions to sign with this professional team in Lithuania. perhaps the best follow for international basketball is a guy named Jonathan Givony at Draft Express. Here's the info he has. The Ball brothers are not expected to see major playing time for Prienų Vytautas in the Lithuanian LKL League, but could be afforded an opportunity to develop in the Baltic League, the BBL, where the stakes are much lower. Salaries for players at this level of competition usually don't exceed $500 per month in the absolute best case. It wouldn't surprise me if the Ball brothers ended up playing for free. Certainly not the most glamorous league or part of the world to live in. Prienų Vytautas has only had one American player on their roster in the past decade, Brad Tinsley, who departed after a month of action. The Balls would likely be faced with a major culture shock in Prienų, a small village of around 10,000 people.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's awful.
That is brutal. And you're in the B League, $500 a month?
Not a game.
A month? How do you buy bread? I mean, what is your rent?
Lonzo going to have to scale back his lifestyle a little bit in L.A. about the kinfolk. Yeah, that's
wow.
For everybody right. Putting on capes about, you know, like I said.
Wow.
I appreciated his vision. I did not approve of or understand the execution. And now you're seeing the fruits of that lack of vision.
And we have to figure out Cam Newton's hat.
We have to figure it out. He wore a brimless hat and said he was the first one to ever do it.
It's a fez, isn't it?
I think. What is that?
Does a fez need a tassel to be a fez?
Ooh.
Or is that a
Now we're getting into these introspective questions
is
here.
Is a tasselless fez still a fez?
I wanted to put the first one, you know, behind the scenes with the brimless hat. So you've seen it here first, Cam Newton brimless hat.
Okay, my...
It's not one that's going to catch on, young
boy. My first thought, and if you're old enough, you remember Hanna-Barbera's Morocco Mole. You remember Morocco Mole?
No, you told me during the break that I didn't, even though I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched a lot of cartoons as a kid.
Yeah, but I didn't think that was still on the air. I thought they pulled old Secret Squirrel. And
yeah, but you know, like when things...
You don't want to pull Secret Squirrel.
Things get pulled off the air, they still stay in your head.
They do?
Yeah, your memory.
Okay.
Remember when you were telling people about Wrigley Field, and if they demolish it, they're not going to steal your memories? Same way with Morocco Mole.
Okay.
Scoreboard gotcha. Update.
I'm just glad I know what a fez is now. I thought that was just my buddy. I got a buddy named Fez. And that's the only thing that I think of when I think of a fez.
What's his full name?
Fez Ansari.
Oh, so his name is actually Fez.
Yeah, right. F-A-I-Z.
I thought you were just calling him that. His name is like Dennis or something.
No. Okay. He's a real Fez.
Because of one time he wore a fez.
I got this buddy named Fez. Guys, I got some White Sox notes for you guys here in a second. But first, we're here in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free museum of science and industry. Kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Somebody answer that damn phone?
A.J. Pierzynski is joining the White Sox as an ambassador. And he has a particularly love this. Hawk Harrelson still hates Wrigley Field. He says, quote, "I'll never step foot in Wrigley Field again. As long as I live."
He has to understand that
no one cares. Right.
Somebody's got to explain it to him that these grand pronouncements don't mean anything to anyone.
Right, and what happened at Wrigley? Maybe I missed the story.
Greg Walker told him he'd meet him there.
Greg Walker?
I
love Greg Walker. The Bears are at Detroit on Saturday. Saturday game at 3:30, as the Bears will look for a second straight win. The Bears right now 4-9 to the Lions 7-5. The Lions beat the Bears earlier this year, 27-24, November 19th at Soldier Field. The Bulls.
Are you getting text messages?
Am I?
Yeah, I thought I heard like a notification in the background.
Yeah, that's my ding. My dinger just went off.
Your little ding-a-ling went off.
My ding-a-ling.
Take it easy.
Off. Used to happen to Terry all the time during the show when you would hear James Brown.
His would just
Brown.
Fall off.
No, it was the James Brown scream, and it would happen, you know, 6, 7, 8 times a show. And I said, "Wah!" I said, why do you turn that off? I don't know, buddy. It is off.
Why do I think of Terry as having been somebody who wouldn't have had a cell phone?
Terry used to keep up with all the electronic advancements. Okay. He just didn't know how to use them.
Right. Yeah. At the remote, Miss Guy, can you program my thingy for me?
I'll take care of that for you. Terry, give me that thing.
I know everything. I'm the most interesting man in the world.
Rock and roll, Dave. Oh, yeah.
The
that is the greatest Dave Miska ever.
I sit by Dave Miska.
Yeah, I know, but that's awesome.
Oh yeah. You just ask Mitch about that thing. You know, I don't care. Whatever. That's fine with me, you guys. Hey Pat, I gotta turn that thing up.
Fine, Dave, settle down.
He's also the guy
you
that
you guys don't understand how funny this is to us because we know Dave, right. And that's Dave.
No, yeah. But the Dave Miska bit is also in the weirdest moment happening to know the specific piece of information that it's just like
he's the most interesting man on the planet.
No, he wasn't an original member of Husker Du. That was later when Bob Mould formed Sugar. Yeah, the Brim Schreiman. That's who that was.
Right.
And he fixes everything for Pat too. I believe he. Wow. He was seen fixing his glasses.
Dave Miska, the engineer.
You pull that every once in a while.
Our old Dave.
Dave, I need a new artificial heart.
Oh, yeah. Right back here. Grody, get out of the way. What are you doing? What are you doing, man?
This didn't work for Barney Clark, but they didn't know what they were doing.
Hurry up. Pre-game show.
This is my favorite thing today. Because I didn't know this existed. I didn't know there was a Miska impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Dave Miska. Great guy.
Oh, I love Dave. One of a kind.
One of a kind!
The scoreboard update, which the Bulls hold Boston and the Blackhawks host Florida tomorrow. I believe I've covered everything. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Rogers and Hollins. I don't like Wrigley Field. Chicago Deep Dish Pizza isn't the only place to find great dough. Rogers and Hollins, Chicago's hometown jeweler, gives you $100 in holiday dough. Every $300 you spend, make the holidays memorable and forever love gifts that give back. Use promo code FOREVER for an additional 10% offline. And the Spiegel and Parkin Show and you guys, the Bernstein and Goff Show.
We guys.
Yeah, yous guys.
Yous two guys.
The two of yous are on the road for 670, the Score's holiday broadcast. Stop by Shoeless Joe's in Addison Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to see the guys broadcasting live. And we will be, I guess that includes me as well, we will be giving away great prizes all day. So come get into the holiday spirit with the Score, brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station!
There any umpires that might get a mention or two in this soon-to-come book?
Pardon?
Are there any umpires that might get a mention or two or say a chapter about them in this soon-to-come book?
Yeah, well...
Wow, it's got to be Wegner. That was the voice of Nicky the Kid.
Yeah.
He was hosting with Bruce Levine. And then they talked to one Hawk Harrelson. Hawk has got to stop saying things that people don't care about.
I just stop at saying things.
No,
Well, shouldn't we stop asking him things?
Well,
that's kind of what today was.
Well, why didn't you do that during the interview
isn't
then?
That the
what am I supposed to do? Well, so Bruce.
So you present the interview to Bruce and you kick your feet up.
We're invoking
it's
style.
Like it's like a talk show bit. Like, hey, make sure to ask me about Wrigley Field when I get out there.
Yeah, like.
Like the chair stuff? Yeah.
But does any Sox fan still. Well, I shouldn't do that because I got a family full of them.
You're looking at him.
I got a. No,
yeah, he's right.
Tanny's
there.
Not that guy. My Uncle Wayne is that dude. Remember of CPD? You know, the two beautiful children who are the same way when it comes to Sox issues. Like my guy, my little cousin Ian is over in like Iraq, you know, talking about Southside toughness and screw the Cubs and all this other stuff. It's like, hey, Ian, you can stop now. You're 22. You're like, you don't have to follow in the footsteps of your crazy ass daddy who hates everything Cubs.
His helmet says born to hate the Cubs.
Yeah, dude, like seriously. Like Ian is over there, you know, deadlifting weight and doing push-ups all the time and he's really good.
Why does your helmet say born to kill and have a peace sign, soldier? Like, something about the duality of war, sir.
I'm just telling you, like I think those people don't exist, and every Thanksgiving and Easter, I see them. My Uncle Wayne is, I don't know if Beverly did it to him, the neighborhood Beverly, or what, but my Uncle Wayne is he doesn't like the NBA. Okay. Yes, he's the high school and college basketball guy. I love you, Wayne. I know somebody's telling you to listen right now, or you're probably listening. He's the college and he's dude. My Uncle Wayne is
he's
every
the texter
one of our
you fight with.
Yes, my Uncle
he's
Wayne is
every day.
He's every listener.
Every day there's a texter Jason fights with on the text line who's the same guy.
Dude,
it's always the same guy.
It might be my Uncle Wayne. Now that I think about
trolling
it.
Trolling you from various numbers?
He hates professional basketball, and he still carries on the Sox Cubs thing, and he's a cop. So there it is.
Wait,
central casting.
Tony and Saugonash, you're on the score.
Hey, first of all, do you guys have any poll where you could get Bob from Nile to do color for a Sam Rosen Bears game by any chance?
It wouldn't be a lot different. Gotta be honest with you. Sam must be really good at hockey still. I'll just leave it at that.
No, my point was, though, if Ryan Pace stays, there is no way he cannot have a 3-4 defensive coordinator. Because he's hitched his wagon to Akeem Hicks and Leonard Floyd.
Yeah, you don't have a three technique. You don't have some of these 4-3 guys. There's
no way he's done if he were to like bring in like a 4-3 guy or whatever.
Unless he does it to buy himself more time, Tony.
And that's
somebody can say, "Hey, I'm making a big change here."
But do you narrow your field? What if you have a defensive guy who is the best candidate, and he says, "You know, I don't do the 3-4 thing. I'm a 4-3 guy. This is how I've won before." Like, we've talked a lot about Mitchell Trubisky and his development and what the offense is going to look like. You got a 3-4 defense that you've drafted for 3 years now. And say Coach A is the creme de la creme.
I know exactly where you're going. Do you accept a lesser coach to fit your overall timeline? Or do you not only say, this is the better defensive coach, we're closer to winning a Super Bowl because we have him, he's going to make this work as we have it, and you know you're buying yourself more time with your bosses?
Ooh.
And maybe with the
public. Do you think, see, we talked about a transition. I don't think Ryan Pace has as much time as you guys think. Those double-digit seasons, there are a few things that the Bears family does not tolerate. It's you getting out of line, you know, in terms of bringing in criminals and thugs to the locker room. All right? The Ray McDonald thing. He played his card super early. Like, hey,
and then
here's
Vic Fangio.
Right, here's Vic Fangio.
Guys, I'm all in.
And Ed Donatell vouching for a dude who still isn't in the NFL because everybody's like, nah, he's not good enough for us to have those kind of problems in our locker room. That was one of the first things. So, all right, you got that. You got what this team has looked like over the last 3 years, and I don't know how much he can separate himself by throwing it on the coach, but these double-digit loss seasons, if they go 6-10 next year, you know, a two-game uptick or a one-game uptick, and it feels a little bit different. I don't know that Ryan Pace is in the clear.
This segment is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. This is from the 618 that says, Uncle Wayne's Twitter avatar is him holding a fish.
Might as well be.
A Blackhawks jersey. he's holding a fish and setting the walleye in the Stanley Cup.
And in his bio, it says, I stand for the anthem. Like he's checking every box. I'm actually thinking about because the Hawks, you know, we do our Brothers for Hockey retreat every single year.
Right.
Hawks checked in with me like, hey, what's going on here? Haven't heard from you. I'm like, all right, thinking about it. So when my little cousin gets back from Iraq again, I'm gonna take him out there to a Hawks game so they can all be in their, you know, in their glory.
Speaking of the Hawks, by the way, shout out to Tommy Wingles.
Yeah.
As a fourth line center,
Ed Schmaltzy,
who's not even a natural center. Who I got to spend some quality time with him because of his volunteering to help out with my son's hockey related bar mitzvah project. So happy for Tommy Wingles because he's a mensch. He really is
playing well.
He is a good dude and he is playing well and scoring some critical goals for them. And when you're against a crap ass team like the Yotes,
it's
0-0 through 2/3 of the game, you're thinking like, it's one of those, you know. Like,
you were talking, you were worried why Corey was coming back so early, and I said, hey, soft landing. You got three bad teams in a row that you'll
play. He's had to make some crazy saves, though.
Defense isn't good. Defense is okay. I need Nick Schmaltz to shoot the puck.
Right,
I don't want to be the shoot the puck guy.
Shoot it!
Yeah, but Nick is out there dancing. He's got terrific hands. He's got good vision. Hey, man. Hey, put it on net. Put it on net every once in a while.
Put puck on net. Sometimes puck go in
shoot
net.
Shoot the puck, Nick.
So, but this is the question that was asked by McClure earlier based on what you said during transition about the bloated Ben Roethlisberger and the Gatorade bottles filled with barbecue sauce. And they come
I thought it was a tomato biscuit. A lobster biscuit or something. It's got to be some soup. It's got to be something he's actually wants to eat.
Like, what's right. like split pea with ham
right,
or something.
A little French onion Mitchie's, you know, soup.
Ooh,
yeah.
Italian way.
I'd hate him even more than all the allegations that came against him a few years ago. I'd hate him even more if he had a Gatorade bottle full of Italian. He's squeezing the meatball through.
But you could do the bit would be funnier if it's French onion soup where they squeeze the broth in his mouth, then they place the Gruyere in his mouth and torch it over the crouton.
You're burning my face.
I got this.
Yeah, he hasn't stopped growing, dude.
So McClure asked him or Seabrook.
Fatter?
Yeah.
Ooh. Seabs is pretty big.
Seabs is, he can't turn. It's like, whoa, I got this.
No.
I got this.
He looks like he's wearing a snowsuit.
He's a toddler going sledding.
With a giant stick, because he can't get into any corner fast enough. Yeah, Seabs is a big fatty boombaladdy.
He's rich, though.
Yo, no doubt. Yep. No doubt.
I mean, like, hockey rich, though, so not, like, actual rich.
Don't do that Seabs is pulling in 70 years, something like that, right? 80 years?
Yeah, it's hockey.
Yeah, he's getting Felicio money.
Like you said about the recency effect. We got to pay Felicio.
How'd that work out?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm going to go be bad.
He doesn't
even
speak Spanish anymore. It was just a put on the entire
time. Thank you very much. What happened to your Portuguese? I don't know.
It's like no home Bob.
I don't know.
No home.
Joakim Noholm.
He was actually back in the United Center. Joakim.
Actual Joakim.
Yes,
not our
yes.
homeless buddy.
No.
That's the guy. Said, here's some money. Go here get yourself
go.
Something to eat. I'm
here
good.
We go. Here we
no,
go.
You're not good.
There we go. He's Dan Bernstein. He still can't go over that moment.
Just,
I'm Jason Goff.
Just no thank you.
We're trying to figure
I'm good.
Out. Trying to figure
sorry.
Out what happened yesterday.
Get you some food.
In your Bears life while
dig
Dan
into a garbage can.
Still waits for
I apologize.
Thank yous from homeless people right here on 670 The Score.
This is Bill for Top Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows. And team. Of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for...
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This week, the history of sports. O.J. Simpson became the first NFLer to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1983 had one of the highest scoring NBA games, Detroit 186 to Denver 184. Bo Jackson became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games in two sports this week in 1990. And this week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was publicly released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
Hey guys! Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They are like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort. And you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today or surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. You don't even have to wrap because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the Note 8, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $20 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
This week, the history of sports. This week in 1891, James Naismith invented basketball. Jack Johnson became the first black world heavyweight boxing champion this week in 1915. This week in 1917, the first games of the new NHL were played. The first NFL playoff game took place this week in 1932. This week in 1947, NASCAR was founded in Daytona Beach, Florida. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated NFL team in a season.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man With a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man With a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Sports.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's the final quarter of the season, just like the final quarter of a game. You don't look at the score, just like you don't look at the record. You know, there's a lot of teams in our shoes right now as far as, possibly out of the playoffs. But, we've talked all week about finish strong, not wrong, and that's, giving your very, very, very best.
Study wrong, study long.
Yeah, it's important to rhyme at this point in the
season. Kansas City pimp John Fox, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're in the fourth quarter of the season, as Lovie Smith would put it. What are you trying to see, even though we know things will be a lot different next year, whether it be offensively or, as I brought up last segment, defensively? Because we haven't really talked about it, because for weeks we're like, oh yeah, Vic Fangio's going to be stapled to whoever the new coordinator or whoever the new coach is, and we'll keep it moving.
Mitch, and more Mitch. Let's.
So yesterday was a good day for you when you were worried about regression a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, it was an uptick for your most important player. I'm not ultimately sure how important it's going to be.
See what a running game does for you?
And protection, and pass protection.
Well, the running game is part of the protection, though.
It is.
Guys got to take a look. They can't just rear out and, okay, he's got his 12 carries. We can go. We've earned the right now to rush the quarterback without having any principles defensively.
Quarterback development is a non-linear, often very unsatisfying process. So you take the gains, you bank those gains when you feel you can bank them. Kenosha, Wisconsin, it is Bob on the score.
Hey guys, love the show. I just have a question about your opinion on the Bears here. But before I get to that, I just wanted to let Burns, I'm putting myself subject to ridicule here from you guys, but in a week I have an appointment to get the Silhouette shadow of Bernstein's face on my forearm, and it's going to
No, 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 no.
Nice.
That's, no, he's lying. This segment was brought to you by Burlington. Your Burlington store is packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws, pillows, barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all at amazing savings. Burlington style for everyone. Just one phone call. One.
Hey, Drake got Denzel, Sade, Lil Wayne, and another one of his influences on his body.
Again, one.
Why couldn't you get the silhouette of your beautiful face on his
one
body?
One normal phone call.
I'd put your face on my body if I had a whole bunch of tattoos and nobody would see that one.
You have a Bears thought. The Bears won a game. It, just something.
The city is telling you that the Bears win yesterday didn't mean
something. Anything.
Well, not anything, apparently. Your high standard for Bears victory Monday
have
phone
you heard
calls.
These three?
I've been right here with you. Been right here with you. You press that button. That's why I told you. You send them to the other line.
All right.
You send them to the other line. The good calls were coming 312-644-6767.
All right. I'm pressing another button. I trust Jamal and Tinley Park to pull us out of this tailspin. Jamal, you're on the score.
I never trusted Jamal.
Jamal?
See?
Yes.
Hey, Jamal, we're on the air, brother. How are you?
Pretty good. Sorry about that. Hey, no, I wanted to ask a question. So even if we get rid of Fox, I've been a fan of a lot of the things that Ryan Pace has done. Just haven't heard a whole lot about the staff that he has around him. So I know he made some changes to the scouting staff, pro player personnel, all that good stuff. How is his staff viewed, and would you be opposed to, I know last year they were talking about bringing in a czar or a guy football, maybe a Bill Polian type.
But that's what Ryan Pace was brought in to be. He is in charge of all things football.
Yeah, the czar, he should be the czar, Jamal. I saw this, and appreciate the call. I saw this in Atlanta when they brought in, I believe, Scott Pioli. When you had a couple of down years by the Falcons, and why am I blanking on the Falcons GM?
Dimitroff?
Yeah, Thomas Dimitroff. There was a couple of down years and like, uh-oh.
Remember the stylish hairdo and his mountain bike.
Great shape, too. Yeah. He's always a stylish dude. And they brought in Scott Pioli, and we're like, uh-oh, what's happening here? And then former Kansas City players started coming, you know, Dontari Poe and some of the other guys that they had scouted. I'm like, you got two chefs in the kitchen. Luckily for Dimitroff, they went to the Super Bowl, like, the year after. So when you start having a czar of football next to your football guy, you better not lose games because that guy is the guy who's
special assistance to ownership.
Right. That's the guy who's going to be mowing your lawn very soon.
And also reciting your girlfriend's phone number by digit per snap.
That's Shannon Sharp.
Eric Edholm will have the latest on all of the NFL stories. We talked about what happened with the Jacksonville fans and the Seahawks players, what happened with Tom Savage, that absolutely unconscionable what didn't happen with Tom Savage. We're going to talk about
where the Eagles
and,
are right now.
Yeah, are the Eagles done? We'll see what he thinks next on The Score.
With an unmatched team of Bears experts and a mission to focus on Chicago sports, Bears fans know that no one can compete with us when it comes to Bears talk. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity, and if you're a sports fan like I'm a sports fan, you need Xfinity in your life. I've already told you about the X1 voice remote where you can just press the blue microphone and it takes you to any sports land you want to go to, any NBA package that you have. Listen, I press the C button and I know what the schedule is, which games I want to record, which games I want to watch. If there's a change in score or it's late in the fourth quarter, I don't have to go to the guide. I don't have to go to my phone. It's right there on my television for me. And that's what Xfinity brings you, along with thousands of movies on demand and Netflix and YouTube in the app section. I'm just finishing up Narcos. As I mentioned, I'm going to start Punisher. I wanted to start the Punisher this weekend, but I couldn't do it. We had a whole bunch of stuff going on. So Xfinity is where it's at. The X1 DVR, the X1 voice remote, and you can bundle all those things and internet for $25 each a month for 12 months when you bundle. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends New Year's Eve. That's right around the corner here, December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist and